pray for you.
Seen hand to me.
church family and guest viewers, we welcome you to our service for this week. I trust everybody is well and safe, and encourage everyone to take all the safety measures to keep yourself healthy. We look forward to studying these next three weeks on the Gospel of John and his reflection on the events leading up to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be looking at John chapter 13 and talking about the last gathering with his disciples. This literally was his last lesson. Every moment in the life of Jesus was a teaching moment. He used every miracle, every parable, and even events of everyday life to teach his followers why he came. We learn a lot about that today as we look at John chapter 13. Reading from the scripture beginning at verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Jesus had gathered with his disciples for one last celebration of the Passover. This was not going to be a Passover like the previous ones. This was one that he would be saying goodbye to his disciples. The betrayer would be revealed. Peter would be challenged and reminded that he would deny Christ. And all the disciples would come to understand that they would forsake him. All of these things were very troubling for the disciples. Jesus knew his time was growing near. In the first verse of chapter 13, he said, Jesus knew that his hour had come and that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world. He loved them to the end. Jesus was aware that this was very near the end of his earthly ministry. What would the one lesson be that he would want to pass on to us, that one last message at the close of his life and his earthly ministry? He gives the disciples a beautiful example of what it means to be a servant. It was not the role of Jesus to wash the disciples' feet. This was a role that usually fell to the servant of the house. And not just the servant, but usually the lowliest servant would be the one that have the responsibility of washing feet. This is not about washing feet, though. It's about serving. It's about loving. It's about caring for one another. In this, we see three things that are stark reminders. First of all, the explanation of the service. Probably the most profound statement in what we read today is this. Do you know what I have done to you? No doubt this question was one that would ring in the disciples' ears for quite a while. With every event of the coming days, they would reflect on this question. Do you know what I have done to you or for you? A profound question for us. Do we really understand what he has done for us? So he gives an explanation of what it means to be a servant. He said, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for I am that. He said, if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. He was literally saying to them, if I, your master and Lord, have taken the role of serving you, you ought also to serve one another. Jesus is passing on his ministry in this earth to his disciples, that they are to follow the example that he gives to them. The example that we have in verse 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. The disciples should be willing to take that role of serving one another. The scripture tells us that when it came time to wash Peter's feet, Peter resisted. He said, "Lord, I'm not worthy for you to wash my feet. I should be washing your feet." But in reality, Peter probably was not desiring the role of washing feet. He was simply displaying some humility that he did not feel worthy for Christ to do this for him. But Jesus wanted him to understand there is no ministry, no service too insignificant for any of us. If Jesus was willing to take the lowliest role and serve in that way, we ought also be willing to serve one another. So he explained to them what it meant to serve. He gave them the example to serve. He didn't just tell them about this. He actually performed this ministry to them. It was a customary act. This was done when travelers would come into one's home. And they were wearied from the journey, their feet only protected by sandals. They would be dusty and dirty. And the servant would come to them, and he would wash their feet. And this was a service to them that prepared them for their stay in the home. And it was not just about cleansing feet. It was about being a gracious host and caring for one another. And Jesus is doing this for these disciples to teach them the importance of serving one another. Then we have the exercise of this servant. "Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." It's not enough to know what it means to serve and know what it means to have humility in our service, but it must be something that we do, that we carry out, that we function in everyday life, ministering to the needs of one another. Then in the closing part of chapter 13, he says these words to his disciples. "So when he had gone out," and this is speaking of Judas, Judas had been revealed at the celebration of the Passover that he was the betrayer. He had left the room. And then Jesus says, "So when he had gone out, he said, 'Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God also will glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So Jesus giving this final command, this final exhortation to his disciples, that their role in this world was not one of judgment, it's not one of condemnation, but rather one of love, a new kind of leadership, a new kind of ministry, a new kind of reaching the world in which we live. If we're real honest with ourselves, sometimes we tend to be judgmental and viewing ourselves as better than others. And Jesus said to his disciples, by this one thing, they will know, all will know, believers and unbelievers will come to understand that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. There's not enough just to love. He gives the mandate. He says, love one another. This is what you are to do. But he talks about the measure of that love. He said, as I have loved you, you are to love one another. I'm not sure at this point they fully understood the measure of that love, but in the days to come, in the garden, in the courtyard, on Golgotha, they would understand the measure of love that was being required of them, that you're to love one another as I have loved you. And then also he talks about in the final verse, the motive of that love. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. True followers of Christ should never have to answer the question that would be asked, how do I know that you're a follower of Christ? It should be evident in our lives. The love that we have for Him, we should have for one another. The love that He has for us, we should have for one another. This is a mark of great change in our world. When Jesus Christ is finishing His ministry and He's going back to the Father and He is passing on His ministry of love, evangelism, and reconciliation to the disciples that are left behind to serve. Our great message during this Easter season is not one of condemnation, but it is one of love, to let the world know that Jesus loves us and we love them, and we love because He loved us and we are followers of His. I pray you'll have a blessed Easter season. Encourage everybody once again to stay safe, stay well, follow the guidelines that are being given to us to protect ourselves and our families, and always be faithful to pray and to minister and to reach out to one another in the love of Christ. Have a blessed day.